Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with Blythe Eustace,
yeah,
Vice President of Retail for Sun Theory. How's it going?
Great. Thank you, Mary Jane. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Happy MJ BizCon.
I know. Here we are. Another year.
You are an industry veteran, is my understanding.
Yes, that's correct. So I have been deeply rooted in the cannabis industry now for over 13 years, overseeing retail operations across seven states.
Wow. So you've been to several trade shows, I imagine, several MJ BizCon.
I have. Yeah.
And does that mean that you entered the space the year Colorado legalized? Is that how it started?
Yeah. So I actually kicked off my career in Arizona. So, yeah, we opened a dispensary in 2012 in Arizona. It was medical. And since then, I've continued my career in multiple states, and I've seen really this industry grow substantially. It's been a lot of fun.
You said multiple states. How many states have you overseen operations?
I've overseen operations now in seven states.
Seven.
Correct. Yeah. With Sun Theory, we're focused in Colorado.
Colorado. And so you started in Arizona. You overseen operations in various states. You're operating in Colorado right now with Sun Theory. Overseeing. Can you tell me a little bit about what that looks like for you as a
powerhouse? Yeah, absolutely. So with Sun Theory, I'm the vice president of retail, and we are a portfolio of brands, retail being a core focus for the company. And we've got 13 shops across Colorado. So pretty interesting market. Obviously, it's a very mature space in the industry. And Colorado is also a really interesting state because we've got stores in mountain towns. We've got four, so mountain towns and Denver based. So we've got four current retail chains that we operate under: Roots RX, which is more mountain based, Terrapin Care Station, which is more Denver based. We also have The Rec Room and 3D Cannabis. So all throughout Colorado with really unique demographics and markets that we cater to.
Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like, what those consumer bases look like, and what the difference is?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our mountain towns, we try and focus really on our loyal customers who are locals and creating shopping experiences for them specifically, and creating stickiness for our loyals, which are locals, which keep us going throughout the year. And then also really focusing in on our tourists and our customers who come in and shop only a few times while they're in town.
So I imagine you're having to educate those folks about what the retail landscape looks like in Colorado, because they might be coming from a state where they don't have access to the kind of cannabis that you have.
Yes. Yeah. So we are hyper-focused on education and really creating fun experiences for all of our customers. So our budtenders are really well-educated. They know the product inside and out. They're cannabis enthusiasts themselves, and they really love talking to the customers and teaching them about cannabis and figuring out what products are going to be best for them while they're in the state of Colorado and visiting. So what they typically buy is very different from our local shoppers. You know, people who are coming into town in Colorado, they want to either learn about the product, they want something that's incredibly convenient for them to consume. So they're typically not buying copious amounts of flower. They like that convenient pre-roll or vape cartridge.
And I feel like nowadays, I mean, maybe you can speak to this. We're hearing less and less about the uncomfortable experience of someone ingesting too much, having too much of an edible or having too much of a drink, and then all of a sudden realizing that they're not feeling good. Can you sort of talk about how you see that now in 2025 as opposed to maybe 5 or 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, I just think across the U.S. in general, our consumers are becoming more educated and knowledgeable about the product. And of course, it's incumbent upon us as operators to make sure that those consumers don't overdo it. That's never fun, to have an experience where, you know, you're feeling over-medicated or you've overindulged. So it's always a low and slow recommendation. But I do find find that more and more people understand that that's really how you want to consume and enjoy your products anyways.
Yeah, I feel like when you talk to people who are sort of newer to the space, they understand that maybe the low and slow, the 5 milligram, even though they want to have that sort of high impact experience, is really the way to go. And that's because of people like you doing the education through the retail outlets. I mean, it's really up to those bud tenders to let you know when you walk in what they think might work for you, right?
Yeah, it is. But it's also, you know, thanks to people like you who are continuing to spread the word also. You know, our goal is to remove the negative stigma that's affiliated with cannabis. Cannabis is not for everyone. And I never suggest that it is. But I really do encourage people who are canna curious to branch out and try it and have conversations and be comfortable asking questions, because our bud tenders in the shops love talking about it. So we always invite those conversations and really want to make sure that the experience is always positive. And that's not just consuming the product, that's also being in the store with us. That to me is where it all starts. You know, you can do a lot of research and you can figure out maybe what you think you want, but when you actually can walk into a space and be comfortable, that's where you're creating that loyalty and that confidence with the shopper.
And what does your MJ BizCon look like? What are your sort of networking events, and who are you talking to while you're here?
Yeah, so I'm speaking on a panel later today. So that's at 3:40, and ultimately discussing how you can optimize the shopping experience in the dispensaries. So focused in on that on Friday.
I mean, like points of sale and all that sort of like that on stuff.
Yeah, it's all of that. So interestingly, you know, technology is a really hot topic right now in the industry.
I bet.
Yeah. And it's been a lot of fun for me to see how we've evolved in this industry with technology. When I first started, it was clunky and technology was hyper-focused on compliance and regulation.
Tracking. Right.
Yeah. And we still have to do that. I mean, we are one of the most regulated retail industries in the U.S. So technology is not an option. It's oxygen is what I say. So, you know, we have to still maintain that technology and regulation and compliance, but we also really want to bridge the gap between what the customer's expectation is, which is a seamless experience. And we're really leveraging technology now to ensure that that's the experience they have. I mean, we're finally catching up with big box retailers and quick service, and using that opportunity to connect with our customers.
So you mean sort of interactive menus when I walk in, being able to order through a touch screen, that sort of thing?
All of that. So before you come in, you're able to look at a menu and maybe figure out what you want. When you come into our stores, you've got multiple shopping opportunities. So maybe you want to just go up to a kiosk because you know what you want to order. Maybe you've already placed an order online and you want to be able to quickly pick it up. Or maybe you want to come in and talk to a bud tender. So we've got the technology to support all of that. But then it goes beyond that too, right? After they've left, are we following up with the customer, you know, to ask how their shopping experience was? Are we sending push notifications through applications so we can encourage them to come in? Are we segmenting our customers so that we're sending them targeted campaigns? There's so much right now that technology is really supporting this industry in, and making us more mainstream, which is exciting.
I have to say, I love when I get a text message reminding me that it's 40% off,
you know,
of a, you know, holiday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad text to receive. And it's also cool, too, because, you know, we can send you now a text message if your preference is a pre-roll or a vape cartridge on what promos we're running at that time. Or maybe, Mary Jane, you haven't come in and shopped with us for a little bit, so we're able to reach out to you and offer you a discount to come back in and see us.
Consumer profiles, new products. There's so much going on.
There really is.
Exciting.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's great to chat with you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful conference.
It's my pleasure.
I would love to come in and check out your stores in Colorado next time I'm in town.
You've got to check us out. Roots RX if you're in the mountain, 3D Cannabis, The Rec Room, or if you're going to be Denver-based, check us out at Terrapin Care Station.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit that like and subscribe to the podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.